And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa, starting off 2022 right in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Line, right next to the Searcher, in overlooking the Searcher here in beautiful San Diego. And we have Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher on to start the new year right with us. And wow, what a show so far. And we've got a full another hour go ahead,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. So many great calls, so many great texts, and such a great prize. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show today, we are giving away a day and a half trip on board the Searcher. Not only are you going to get to go fishing on one of the very best boats in the fleet for a day and a half trip, it is the Let's Talk Hookup trip, and you're getting the last spot, a spot that so clearly would go away, and we're just so thankful to the Searcher and everybody to get to provide such an awesome prize to start off our new year. Again, it's the last spot on the Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trip on the Searcher, August 31st through September 2nd, a killer prize. And if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we announced that we're going to start doing things a little bit different in regards to the prize. The prize always has been and always will be a random draw at the end of the show. But from here on out, we're going to be including the texters into that portion. So if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, the way it's going to work is every text that gets read on the air will be...
That leaves their phone number.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very important. Yeah, that leaves your phone number so we can contact you back about your prize. Because as we have said, the Let's Talk Hookup text option, it's a one-way system. We can't text you back, so we got to have your phone number so we can call you to get that prize information. Anyway, so all of the callers are going to basically be in one column, and all of the texters will be in another column. At the end of every show, we've got a very special coin that designates one side for callers and one side for texters. We're going to flip that coin. Whoever it lands on, calls or texters, of those, we will randomly draw one of the winners, and that's who's going to win the great prize.
Yeah.
And again, today, an unbelievable one, day and a half trip on board the Searcher. So if you want to get through for that great prize, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Captain Art, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right. Hey, very good. And right now is a big moment in Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea history right here. We have Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Nice to hear everybody's voice. Art, I wish you the best in what you're doing, and it's great hearing you on the show. Guys,
thanks,
I called
Mike
in today because today is the day that we're going to award the Cedros Island Fishing Charter and Rollo's personal two-speed international reel. You guys might remember a month or so back we were on the show and we offered 150 spots to be part of this, and we were successful in selling all 150 spots thanks to all the generous donors. We have just this morning drawn the name of the winner. The guy that is going to go on a four-day trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters and own Rollo's personal international two-speed reel is John Galley.
Wow, congratulations, John.
John Galley. And I'm sure that Tim Baker will be phoning John here momentarily to let him know, if he isn't listening, that he is the winner. But more importantly, guys, this was a huge success. Could not have done it without Let's Talk Hookup and all the listeners. And the generosity has just been amazing. We are going to put a lot more kids on the water this year as a result of this promotion.
So I'm guessing this profited just sideways of $30,000 to take kids fishing. Is that right, Mike?
That is absolutely correct, Pete. And now this was one promotion to sell our annual raffle tickets. The annual raffle tickets consists of $30,000 worth of prizes that'll be awarded the end of April. And tickets will continue to be sold. So anybody that would like to buy those tickets, by all means, call us and email us, and we'll get tickets to you. So that will be ongoing. But these special guys that purchased 150 packages at $200 a piece put $30,000 in the bank, and for us and for the kids, and we couldn't be more appreciative. It was just a wonderful promotion, Pete.
How cool.
And thank you so much for letting us be on Let's Talk Hookup and make it happen.
You bet. Well, thank you, Mike Lum and Tim Baker and Harold Davis, for all your efforts. Thanks to everybody that participated in this and all the generous donors that are taking kids, a lot of kids, fishing and making this a tremendously successful promotion for Rollo.
And another shout out to the gentleman that won the reel.
John Golly.
Got to approve. Yes, huge to John, but also the who won it the first time.
Oh, right.
Had it in his collection, appreciated it, and then said, you know what? I did what I wanted to do. I got to look at this thing and hold it and be so stoked on it, but I'm not going to fish with it. Let's go raise some more money and then donate it back to Rollo. I love the whole story. Everything about this is awesome.
And let's throw out a huge thank to Jeff at Sados Island Fishing
Big
Charters
time.
Too, Jeff. Thank
nice
you
job,
so
Jeff.
Much for donating a tremendous prize to Sados Island Fishing Charters. What a wonderful opportunity for John to go down there and experience what one of the best operations
that's
at
so
Sados,
cool.
for sure. So, Mike,
all
thank you
success.
So much, and thanks for everybody who donated all that. You know, we should mention Cal Sheets for
Big
and
time.
Eric for fixing that reel up, Rollo's reel, and, of course, a memory of Rollo for being there in spirit for us for taking a lot of kids fishing. Mike, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
See
New
you, Mike.
Year.
That's
right.
Cool, man. That makes me stoked.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that's so
that's
cool.
Great.
And a Let's Talk Hookup listener won it. How about that, huh?
Right.
Yeah, we love John.
And a Searcher customer.
Oh, and John Golly's a Searcher customer. How
right.
about that?
Yeah, he came on an eight-day trip this fall with us, so that's ironic.
Even better. Well, on his next eight-day on the Searcher, he can use Rollo's reel. How about that?
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
Hey, I have a question from Bob in Newport Beach, and he wants to know those fasteners that you pulled from the Searcher that the Coast Guard were inspecting, were those silicone bronze fasteners?
Yes, absolutely. There's thousands of those silicone bronze fasteners in that boat. Thousands of them, yeah.
Like how many thousands?
Wow.
Any idea?
20,000?
20,000.
Wow.
Imagine
there's
that.
There's a lot. I mean, I bought 1,000 fasteners probably 5 years ago just to have them on hand. And, you know, I still have a whole bunch of them, but because the fasteners that are in the boat are in such good shape. But, you know, I mean, think of a 95-foot boat that's double plank, so it's glued and screwed from the outside and the inside. And
wow.
every bit of plywood that is screwed to a, you know, a frame like a stud in your house is all, that's all silicone bronze fasteners. It's thousands. It's thousands of screws.
I'm guessing,
various lengths and sizes.
I'm guessing a silicone bronze fastener is probably a very inexpensive screw,
yeah.
too. You know, probably doesn't cost you but anything
today,
on it.
Right?
Buying 20,000 of them.
Well, the ones that are in the hull are 4 inches long, and they're a number 16 screw. So that's pretty big, and they're somewhere in between $5 and $10 a piece now.
Wow.
That's for a single.
Wow. Per unit. Wow.
Crazy.
Pretty amazing. All right. Well, that's if it keeps the boat together,
we're all
good.
Yeah. They're worth it.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Absolutely. They're great.
Yeah, for sure.
That was great. That was fun.
Yeah, good question, Bob. Hey, let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it. Joe from Fallbrook is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Joe, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering, since it's rained so much this year, do you think the albacore will be showing up?
Boy, your guess is as good as mine. I can tell you that, you know, the water temperature is downwards. You know, traditionally it's in the high 50s off the coast, but, you know, it's – more about what that water is doing off way offshore there than it does has anything to do with the water that's on the coast here. You know, we're all hopeful that stock of fish is still out there, and at some point in time, it's going to make it into the coast here where we can get a shot at it. You know, it's January, so it's really, really hard to say what the water's going to be doing as far in May and June and what the setup might be. But we're certainly hopeful that we get another shot at those fish.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going with it again. I'm going to predict the albacore for 2022. Yeah.
I think you're the one.
Okay.
Like, I think you're the last guy standing, which is going to make you the guy that predicted it right. No doubt. Like, everyone else is done. Pete is holding strong and predicting them every year so that when that number hits,
now,
you will be the man.
Just because I've been wrong for the last 15 years,
Hey, that's all right.
It could happen,
we
right?
We only care about winners. You know what I'm saying? Nobody forgets the wrong ones. Like, 2022 might be the year where everybody says, man, Pete Gray called it. He called it on January 2nd on the air, put his foot down, said, this will be the year the Albies come back. That's what we're going to remember.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Art, on a side note, I just want to mention briefly here the importance of us all staying engaged right now with this CARB issue that SAC, the Sport Fishing Association of California, is fully engaged in here. And like you say, the comment periods are over, but we still need to reiterate with our representatives and our elected officials how important it is to keep our sport fishing fleet alive and how ludicrous this whole California Air Resources Board proposal to redo all the engines in the sport fishing fleet are. Right, Art?
Yeah, you know, it's a troubling regulation that is proposed. And, I think that, kudos to Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association of California for really stepping up to the plate here and providing funding for attorneys and lobbyists and people that can advise us on this. And Ken has done such a marvelous job in providing the data needed to oppose these regulations. And, you know, it would just be a shame if those regulations go into effect and people like Celia and I that have devoted our careers to this industry are basically put out of business because we can't comply with these regulations first and foremost, the manufacturers don't make an engine that is in our horsepower range. Secondly, I don't think that the Coast Guard would approve the installation of these engines in a boat like ours. And they probably, because of the filters that are involved, wouldn't fit in a boat like ours. So basically, their solution is to take the vessel out of service and build a boat that would comply, and it's unfortunate that they have gotten to this point. And we all want clean air to breathe, and
no question.
And I think that we can all agree that we want our kids and our grandkids to breathe clean air. But I think that there's got to be some sort of reasonable solution. I think that there's engines out there right now that are tier three engines that are very they're the most cleanest, how do I say that,
they're
the cleanest
clean. They're very
clean as far as emissions are concerned, and it's unfortunate that the Air Resource Board has carved out the sport fishing industry as being one of the biggest polluters. And I don't think that that's accurate. I think that, there's only 200 boats that it would affect, and 200 boats certainly don't emit the amount of emissions that they're talking about. And I think there's a reasonable solution that we can all comply with the engines that are available, and we'll have the cleanest air possible. And hopefully, the you know, the board's staff comes back with a reasonable solution so that we can all stay in business.
Yeah, for sure. And the bottom line is the sport fishing fleet is not the source of the problem. If there is a problem,
no.
Which we certainly agree that we all want clean air, like you say, sport fishing fleet is not the root of the problem. And for those people that say, I mean, I've talked to people about this, and people say, oh, that'll never happen. It happened to the trucking industry.
Right.
The trucking industry now has to use Tier 4 engines, and that's why they have to transport all these containers to the state line and then transform to another truck and burn all more fuel to bring that truck back. It happened in the trucking industry. It could happen to the sport fishing industry.
Yeah.
So stay engaged and make sure you talk to your representatives and talk about how ludicrous this whole CARB issue is. And we need to realize that this thing still is in our face and it's in a reality thing. So
it's just working off of such flawed data. And
right.
We had, you know, right after the meeting, we had Captain Tim Ekstrom and then the following day, Captain Frank Capresti. The one that drove me the craziest was where they drew their conclusion on, you know, this is what a sport boat burns, and they took a maximum output and just extrapolated it out amongst the entire fleet, not taking into account the downtime, the in time spent in another country, time spent out in the zone. None of it was accurate. They just took the worst number that best suited their argument and said, this is what it is. Well, it's not anywhere close to that.
No.
You can go on the Sport Fishing Association of California website, and there's a link that you can send a letter to your representative that you oppose the regulation. And I think that, you know, thankfully there's been hundreds and hundreds of people that have done that. But if you haven't done it, then you can go to the SAC website, and they provide you with a link, and they provide you with a template of a letter that you can use and, you know, send it to your representative on our behalf, and that'll help us stay in business.
Yeah, and talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends that aren't fishermen, and talk to them how ridiculous this is and putting families and family operations out of business.
Yeah.
And have them write that letter too. Good call there, Art. And now let's find out what's biting on the water.
You got it, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen. That's your saltwater guide. And today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out their holiday specials. They got the rub special with 3 rubs for $20 and 10 for $60. They're great.
They're still continuing those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Through a great opportunity. They make great gifts. And don't forget that holiday platter. Still great parties going on. If you want to get that holiday platter, it's $55. It includes the smoked fish, the tuna jerky, and their applewood smoked cheeses. You can choose from a variety of flavors. It's a sure hit for your next party. Check them out in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Art, Rick, Pete. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you that the wind stopped blowing and it's quit raining, because, man, the guys that went out hooping last night up in Long Beach Harbor were not disappointed. One of my buddies sent me a picture about an hour ago, got a 13.5-pound with his limit of lobsters that he got inside of Long Beach Harbor. He got a 13.5-pound lobster.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big
one. Dinosaur.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a cool picture. And that's what we needed. We needed some weather. That Long Beach Harbor, it needs some weather for those to crawl. And the guys that I talked to that went said they were not disappointed. So there was some good crawls there. And we know Catalina's still crawling very well. And, you know, your harbor, it doesn't take anything. You just have to go down there in San Diego. That thing's been crawling all season long. And then, well, we had some weather come through, but gang, those of you that were lucky enough to get some of that squid when it was around, that fresh dead squid's working really good yesterday and already this morning. A couple of guys, they always want to be talked about. My buddy Steven up there in Marina Del Rey's fishing the artificials this morning, and he's having a really nice day catching sand bass already. He's already got his 5 sand bass for the day, and he's throwing them back now, waiting for a bigger one. But he said it's really good fishing on the artificial reefs there in Marina Del Rey on that fresh dead squid and a leadhead. And I think for the next 2 months, because we got that rockfish closer, it's going to be basically learning how to fish these artificial reefs taking the time, spending a little time figuring out which one of the artificial reefs are biting. And that's kind of what you're going to have to do here since the rockfish is closed and the water temperature has gotten very cold, 55, 57 degrees up and down the coast right now. So you're going to probably, for the next couple of months, just focus on the artificial reefs. And the big thing I would suggest is getting your reels into the shops sooner than later to get them all serviced, because like we saw last year, as soon as they open that rockfish season up in Southern California, those bluefin are going to be back, and they're going to be back with a vengeance. And if you don't have your reels ready, you don't have them all serviced, new drag washers, or get them into the shops and get them all cleaned up and lubed up and ready for the season, you're going to be waiting for your reels for a very long time. I was just listening to Art talk. He's already booked up for the season. I mean, that'll just tell you. Everybody wants to go fishing. We're all ready to go. As soon as they open that rockfish season up in Southern California, it's going to be full speed bluefin fishing again. They're not going anywhere. Come on.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
Right here, buddy. And, of course, fishdope.com is the source for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Start your year off right. You heard Art talk about how important those water temperature charts are. They got them on fishdope.com. You want the reports? They have them on fishdope.com. Everything you need to go fishing, tell you where those fish are, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys do such a great job. $20 off using the code Hook up now, lowercase, no space, hook up now, $20 code. And Dave, how do we find Captain Dave Hansen?
Well, gang, I'm really hard to not see. I'm all over social media. Yeah, it's hard to not see me now with my new SEO guy. We're taking over the internet. So check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com or Your Saltwater Guide on any social media platform. And then my website, if you want to learn how to catch all the stuff we talk about every week on Let's Talk Hookup, we have video series, over 400 how-to videos at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check me out. Then you won't have to follow Art around. You'll learn how to do it by yourself.
There you go. Hey, Happy New Year to you, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Dad.
Very good. Right. Great call, Dave. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we're going to jump back into the great text. I really like this one, Art, and I'm curious to know your opinion. This is from Lorenzo. Says, I've got a new jig stick, and I want to use it for targeting bluefin, and I'm looking for a reel to pair it with. Right now, the two reels that I have in mind are the Trinidad 30A and the Penn Torque 30 lever drag. What is your guys' stance on casting a two-speed reel? Is it worth giving up the lack of free spool in a two-speed but having the ability to fight the fish, or am I better off staying with a single-speed star drag, better for casting, but maybe not the fish-fighting ability?
Well, you know, Rick, you might help me out on this one, too, but, you know, the lever drag two-speed reels, you know, in the past, they used to have a problem with free spooling, but, you know, the technology these days with the two-speed lever drags, they have plenty of free spool for me to cast. So I if I have a chance to have a two-speed over a single speed, I'm going with a two-speed every time. So that Penn Torque 30 would probably be the one that I would prefer because it has a two-speed option there. That way, if you hook one of those better size bluefin tuna, then, you know, you have a real shot of landing that thing. What do you think, Rick?
I think that's very well said. Yeah, I mean, the difference is so much tighter than it was before. And, yeah, you said it best. Back in the day, you know, a big lever drag two-speed, that meant your Tiagra. Well, that's not going to be a great casting reel. But Italica, free spool's fantastic. And
and cast fantastic.
That's what I mean. Yeah, absolutely does. Does it cast as good as a Trinidad? It doesn't. There is no doubt that a Trinidad is the best casting. But, you know, Lorenzo, you're choosing between two really good options. And just know that you're not making a bad choice, whatever you do. I'm in total agreement with Art. If you're having the luxury of picking this outfit out as your bluefin casting big fish outfit, no doubt, go the route of a good casting lever drag two-speed. I use Italica 12, but the reel you're talking about, that Pen 30, another great choice. You know,
Italica 16.
You wouldn't be bummed. Yeah. If this is a, you know, if this is your only jig stick in general purpose, then I probably would go the route of a Trinidad, just because when you're not fishing for bluefin and you're casting a surface iron for a yellowtail and a calico bass and those scenarios where you don't need it, then you're going to get the extra performance. But, you know, if you've already got that rig, you've already got your Tranks on a jig rod or your Trinidad 20 in a jig rod and you're looking for something, because this bluefin has been so prolific the last few years, I'm in total agreement. Put yourself a good casting lever drag two-speed on there and you're going to have such an advantage when it comes time to fighting the fish.
There you go. All right, good text. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
There you go. All right, good text. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone. You got it. This time we're
going to
talk to John.
Hey, that was you, Rick. I heard you. I'm that
today. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
What's up, John?
I got one quick question for Ricky. Are they going to be doing Day at the Docks this year?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, yet to be seen. It's a port thing. It's a kind of a port decision, and I just don't know. We will sure let you know the second we heard out, but there's definitely nothing official yet. Last year, in the absence of it, we held a parking lot type sale, just because we like Day at the Docks and it's a fun thing. And so if they don't, you can count on that happening again, but we'll cross our fingers and hope indeed that the event does happen. But as of right now, nothing official.
Yeah. And I also might add too that Dana Landing is going to be having an event in May too. So
yeah, there you go.
We'll be doing a live broadcast there. So we'll be having an event in May. So there'll be some events.
Yeah. And hopefully Day at the Docks is just amongst them.
Thank you. And one thing I want to mention to our ask Art, which I haven't heard you discuss at all yet, and I think is very important, is crew safety training, first aid training, and that type of thing. I've been on, like, over in the last 25, 30 years, like 50 trips from one day to 6 days, and I have seen a few medical incidents out there. And the boats that I was on, I mean, the crew jumped right in, and they were right on it, and they knew what they were doing, and it was pretty impressive. But I don't hear that talked about that much.
Well, thanks, John. You know, if you have a Coast Guard license, then you're required to have a minimum first aid training, CPR training. And so I think that most of the boats that have licensed captains on board, they're all trained in that sort of thing, how to use an automatic defibrillator. So I think that all the boats have some form of first aid kit and automatic defibrillator, and the crews are well trained in just basic first aid. So I agree. That's something that all the boats would have.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more about the Searcher. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Tricks are going fast.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking the searcher. This has been a great show.
Yeah, really great show. And if you want to get through, still a chance. JP's standing by. Phones have been packed. 213-432-1090. Thanks to Art and Celia's very generous offer. We're giving away a trip on the Let's Talk, the last spot on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, August 31st to the 2nd of September, a day and a half trip on the searcher. And again, we were talking earlier, Art, that there's going to be a big announcement this coming week, only to people that subscribe to the searcher website, right?
Yeah, the newsletter. It's called Off the Hook. Okay. And so you can subscribe to the newsletter by going to the searchersportfishing.com website and click on the little phone receiver icon there and subscribe, and you'll get a chance to get that newsletter and book a trip on some trips that we're just announcing that we're adding to the schedule. And
you get first shot at it.
Subscribe, yep.
Yeah, first shot from those, because those trips will sell out like everything else on the searcher.
Exactly.
So that brings up the question, okay, what if all the spots are full or there's a spot full on the trip you want? Or do you guys have keep a waiting list?
Absolutely, yeah. You can get on a wait list. And, you know, I mean, some trips are 9 months away and, you know, stuff happens with schedules and that sort of thing. And so you know, people for various reasons have to cancel. And so if you're on a wait, if there's a trip that you want to get on a wait list, then you can do that through the office there. Talk to Celia or Aaron, and they're happy to put you on a wait list.
Just call the office. They'll put you on that whatever particular trip or multiple trips. Say, hey, I want to be on these wait lists on these trips.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like you say, nine months can change your travel schedule. I can very much attest to that.
Yeah,
right?
No question. Yeah. Hey, Ed from Ventura has a good question for Art. He says, can you talk about the advantages of the limited load trips, and do your plans do more in the future? Obviously, they've been very, very popular, right?
Yeah, well, the 14-passenger ones, you know, you get your own cabin, so there's that advantage, and just the amount of rail space on a 95 footer with 14 people, you know, there's plenty of room. And, you know, the whole, just the atmosphere on those limited load trips is a lot more laid back. For whatever reason, it seems like, you know, there's less pressure and they're just awesome trips. And the 17 passenger ones that we're doing in the spring are great too. You know, the private cabins are a first come first serve basis, but it's just more rail space and plenty of room. So they're popular, and, you know, we've added a bunch this year, and I'm sure that we'll be, putting some more, trips on the schedule here, coming up January 5th, and those are also limited load trips.
All right. Awesome. Fantastic. That's going to be great. Hey, speaking of trips, I have a couple big time trip announcements here for 2022 and 2023. We finally secured our dates on our day and a half trip on the island. It's a kayak mothership trip on the island. It's super popular. It is May 31st to June 2nd, 2022, and it's a Let's Talk Hookup Fast Lane Kayaks co-sponsored trip. I put it online on Thursday. There's only 6 spots left.
Oh,
so out of 22 spots. So don't hesitate to get on it. We've been having a glitch in our online system, and I think I fixed it yesterday,
okay.
But I'm not 100% sure. Chad, our who's also the webmaster for Art and Cilia too, is working on it too. But I think I fixed the credit card issue. But if there's any problem, go online, go to letstalkhookup.com, click on the shop page, and on there you'll see the Islander Kayak trip. You can try and purchase it online, and if there's any issues whatsoever, just feel free to give me a call in the office, 619-223-4665, or just shoot me an email and I'll save you a spot and we can have you send a check or figure it out. But don't hesitate to get on that trip because it fills up obviously very, very quickly with only 6 spots left. The other big announcement, here's a huge one. People have been asking for it a long, long time, and we've secured June 26th to 30, 2023. Okay, June 26th to 30, 2023, to Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska.
All right.
Whalers Cove Lodge is coming back. It's like everybody's going, when are you going to do another trip to Whalers Cove Lodge? Well, we're doing it in end of June 2023. Great time of the year to go there. So just call WhalersCoveLodge.com and book that. I think that's already half filled already for 2023. So 800-423-3123. Harold Davis and myself will be hosting that trip. 800-423-3123. Whalers Cove Lodge, June 26th to 30, 2023. So if you want to go on that trip, jump on it.
No doubt. That's great.
All right.
Well, phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to you, Art. This time we're going to talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year's to all of you. Art, my question is to you. I'm kind of a fair weather fisherman. I try to pick nice days to go, but they don't always happen. And can you tell me about some of the how do you change your fishing attack when the weather is up, and how does that affect your fishing? I know they fish bite in bad weather as well as flat calm stuff, but and have you guys been in any really gnarly seas with the searcher?
Well, yeah, we've been in plenty of weather with that boat. And, you know, it doesn't really change us that much. It you know, as long as it's safe, then we're going to continue on with the trip that we have. If for some reason it's not safe, then we might, you know, go to a different location. But most of the time, you know, we're so lucky to have great weather here in the Southern California Bight and off in Northern Baja that fortunately it doesn't affect us that much. So we're really lucky with that. And so we don't really change tactics that much. I think that, you know, as an example with drifting and fishing for that bigger bluefin at night, you know, you're just going to go with a heavier lure. You know, that might be a a change in the tactic. So if you, you know, if it's flat calm and you can get to 240 feet with a 150-gram flatfall lure, and then the next trip it's blowing 20 knots and so the boat is drifting faster, then you need a 350-gram lure in order to get to depth. So that might be something that we would change as far as tactics are concerned. But generally, we, you know, there's more motion involved, but and safety is our primary concern with that. If we're not going to take you out into really, really rough seas where there's a if it's hazardous or there's a safety issue.
All right, well, very said. Good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, a great text. This one is from an aspiring crew member, Art, and it just said, Art, can you describe what the five most important skills that make up a good deckhand? That's from Marshall.
Ah, good one, Marshall.
Well, first would be hopefully you don't get seasick. That would be the, you know, the first two questions I ask potential crew members is, do you get seasick and can you pass a drug test? Because we're in the Department of Transportation random drug testing program, so you have to be able to pass a drug test. And then, you know, you got to like people. People skills are something that's important with, you know, dealing with the public. So that's something that's very, very important. And then, you know, the other thing would be to make sure that you practice your knot tying, your connections and that sort of thing so that you can pass that information on to your the customers that are on board. And hopefully you know, you're a fisherman yourself. That's where most aspiring crew members come from, is that they love to fish, and so you want to pass on your fishing skills to the customer. So those five things would probably be tops on my list.
That was great.
Good stuff.
Well said.
Yeah, awesome. Well said. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Ben. Baja Ben, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ben.
Hey, Art, did you used to own a house in Bay of L.A.?
I did, yes. As a matter of fact, yeah.
Can you
Can you tell some of your secrets from fishing down in L.A. Bay?
Oh, wow. You know, we didn't fish a whole lot when we were down there. We did a bunch of relaxing and from time to time we took the boat out there. But I didn't fish a whole lot down there. I'm sure there's plenty of guys that could share that info with you. You know, Sean Allen, also known as Monkey, works for us, and he's an LA Bay guy, and we can put you in touch with Sean, and he can pass on some secret spot for LA
tips.
Bay. We just love the area. It's a beautiful spot in Baja, and we did a bunch of relaxing down there.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, Baja Ben. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Let's jump back into him. Talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Happy New Year, you guys.
You too,
question
Hills.
For Art. When you're good morning. When you're down on a long range, like, say, off Mag Bay, how big are the spots, pinnacles off Mag Bay? For instance, is there room for a big boat? And then what if the small boats come out of Mag Bay? Is there plenty of room for everybody? I haven't been there, I have to admit. So I'm just wondering if there's plenty of room on those spots.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, Thetis Bank is one that comes to mind that's northwest of the entrance to Mag Bay, probably 30 miles or something like that. And then there's Potato Bank that's down there 50 miles below there. But, you know, oh, my gosh, it's a big ocean. So there's plenty of room.
All right. Very good, Hills. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. I like this one. It's a text for you, Art. Happy New Year's to the whole crew. As for Art, I've always thought that Art does such a great job with all of his tackle tip videos. Education is such a huge part of our growing sport and a huge leap from what the sport boat culture used to offer in my younger days. I recall the old days when you would get scolded for messing up on the boat, so I did a lot of learning through observation as a youngster. How is adapting to the modern-day service aspect of running a sport boat And big props to you for making service such a priority on the Searcher and being a mentor for all that want to learn from you. I've yet to be on the Searcher, but I know I will one day soon, and I'm already looking forward to it. Happy to report good local fishing and a handful of hardcore kayak guys out on New Year's Eve. That was from Howie from Hobie.
Howie! All right, Howie. Nice to hear from Howie.
Well, thanks for the kind words. You know, we've been doing Tackle Tip Thursday. I looked, I think we're on the 162nd edition of Tackle Tip Thursday.
Ooh,
so there's lots and lots of Tackle Tip Thursdays. And we also have a YouTube channel there with plenty of, you know, how-to videos that you can go to Searcher Sport Fishing on YouTube and take a look at those connection videos and all that information. But, you know, information is key, right? I mean, if you have the info before you go on a trip, then, you know, you have an advantage, and that is going to translate to your success rate. So I would encourage you to check out Tackle Tip Thursday on the Searcher website and the YouTube channel. So thanks again for the kind words.
There's one coming up that I picked off something really good. One of the boys in the tackle store did that I didn't think about at all, and it was a really, really good tip. So some very fun ones I know to look forward to, because I was very impressed with one of the guys gave a tackle tip that I hadn't thought about at all. So just leave it as a teaser for you to scope out when Tackle Thursday rolls around. But I was very impressed, man, in 20 years of working in the tackle, I never thought about that. It was a really good call. So
no, those Tackle Tip Thursdays are
I love
great.
Them. Yeah.
So
really
and how do you get? And once again, how do you get on that Tackle Tip Thursday?
You can go to searchersportsfishing.com, and I'm pretty sure there's archives available. And then they're also on YouTube, Searcher Sports Fishing. We have a YouTube channel.
All right. Cool. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Tom from University City up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is, you know, I went on a 3-day on a different boat. I went on a 3-day bluefin trip, you know, in spring last year. It was kind of a long shot trip, and it became apparent pretty early on in the trip that it really wasn't happening with the bluefin. And so my thought was, hey, well, why don't we run into Colinette and get some rockfish? And that usually doesn't happen. And I was just wondering if Art could talk about, like, what's the rationale for a captain to decide not to go for rockfish or to stick with the bluefin, or, you know, what's his thinking around that?
Well, it's kind of based on, you know, previous trips. I mean, if you had good success and there's plenty of signs, then from other boats that are doing the same sort of trip. So, you know, it's timing is everything. And if you run into the coast to try for rockfish, then you're taking yourself out of the bluefin game. And I understand that, yeah, maybe we want to get something for the table, that sort of thing. And it could be another factor is that, you know, if you're going in towards Colinette, you're going inside the 12-mile limit there of Mexican waters. And so everybody would have to have a passport and an FMM. So if that wasn't accounted for prior to departure, you know, it could be a non-passport trip. And so that would, you know, limit where you can go. So that might also be a factor that if everybody doesn't have a passport and a Mexican immigration document, then, you know, it wouldn't be possible to go in there.
Wow. All right.
Great.
Well,
yeah.
good going.
And well said.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Got a nice text from John Golly real quick.
I thought the winner
of the Rollo deal, right?
John just said he loves Let's Talk Hookup, loves Cedros. He was so excited that he won the Cedros trip. He was on hold to talk to Captain Art when Tim and Mike called him to tell him it's such a blessing. Thanks for the great gift and such a great cause. I'm happy to support it, and I love the Searcher and everyone. That was from John in Huntington. And John, congrats, man. That's so cool.
And you're going to love Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
Yeah,
and thanks again to Jeff and Katie for making that possible, and just pack your bags.
That's it, man.
Have a good old time.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller or texter is going fishing on the Searcher, a day-and-a-half trip on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, August 31st through September 2nd on the Searcher. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out the lucky winner of a day and a half trip on board the Searcher, the Let's Talk Hookup trip. You're getting the last spot.
Yeah, on that August 31st trip, thanks to Art and Silly. Now, here we go. Okay. So what has happened is Art selected a number of a texter, and then JP, our phone guy, selected a number of a caller. We have two people on the list here. Now I'm going to flip the coin.
Okay. Okay. It is the texters.
The texters
win. So the winning text going on board the Searcher, congratulations to Kurt in Vista.
All right.
You are going on that day and a half trip. Congrats.
Woo,
you are going to have
Kurt.
A great time fishing with Art and the boys.
Congratulations, Kurt. And Art, such a fantastic show. Thank you very much for joining us for the 2 hours, and thanks very much for the generosity of giving away the last spot, which you could have sold, but you gave it to one of our lucky callers and listeners and texters here. Again, you're going to make a big announcement via your email blast this week, and if you want to get on a Searcher trip, this could be a way you could do that. How do we get aboard that?
Yeah, thanks, Pete and Rick. Always a pleasure to be here. So searchersportfishing.com, click on the little phone receiver icon at the top, and you can subscribe to the newsletter, and then the newsletter will go out on January 5th, and we're going to announce the sonar winner, and we're going to announce those new trips that are coming up on the schedule in the spring, and you can have a chance to book a spot on one of those trips by doing it that way. And then somebody asked about getting Tackle Tip Thursday. You can go to the captain's blog on searchersportfishing.com, and on the right-hand side, there's all the Tackle Tip Thursdays. There's a category that you can click on and access those.
Fantastic. All right, searchersportfishing.com to get all that. Thanks, Art. Happy New Year to you. We sure appreciate that, all that you do for Let's Talk Hook'em. I mean, you're a great support of us, and thanks to keep up the great work. And again, if you see a sold-out trip, just get on the wait list. That's the key. Call the searcher office, get on a wait list, and get on the searcher. And we want to thank JP for all that he does on the phones there. We want to thank, of course, Adam Clark for doing all he does on the Let's Talk Hook'em app. And we want to thank you out there for starting us off for a great 2022. We'll be doing it again next Saturday and Sunday. Back to the regular schedule next Saturday. How about this? Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez will be right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook'em. Then next Sunday, from Queen Charlotte Safaris, Valerie will be here, and we're going to be looking forward to that next weekend, 7 and 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. Happy New Year, everybody, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hook'em app at the Mightier 1090.